Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that we can celebrate today that Jesus has risen from the grave. And we pray that as we look at this account from Mark, that you'll open our minds and our hearts to know the truth, that you'll strengthen our faith. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Where is Jesus's body? In 1980, an ancient tomb was unearthed in Israel. This tomb became known as the Talpot tomb. And it is claimed that this tomb was the tomb of Jesus. In this tomb were 10 ossuaries. An ossuary is a box that is used to store dead person's bones, an ancient box, I should say. And the person would be placed at first in a temporary grave, and then after a few years, their bones would be moved into this ossuary. Well, these ossuaries that were discovered contained inscriptions that read, "Jesus, son of Mary," and "Mary." Is this where Jesus' body is? Now, most scholars are dubious that this is in fact the case. There's lots of questions. One of the questions being, well, were the inscriptions forged? Also, Jesus and Mary were really common names. It's not unusual to have those inscriptions. Mr. Jacob Avici, he's actually a movie director, but he tinkles in archaeology. He has a theory. He wants to prove using modern science that these bones did in fact belong to Jesus. He wants to connect DNA samples between other known ossuaries and try and show that it was Jesus. Mr. Jacob Avici is convinced that he knows where Jesus' body is. Well, today we're going to be looking at the end of the Gospel of Mark, and the question being asked is, where is Jesus' body? Now, when Jesus died, at the end of chapter 15 in the Gospel of Mark, Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate and he asked for Jesus' body. And then in verse 46, Jesus' body was placed in a tomb. And then in verse 47, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where Jesus was laid. At the end of chapter 15, it is clear where Jesus' body is. It has been laid in the tomb. Well, let's have a look at Mark chapter 16, and we see some unexpected developments of where Jesus' body is. And our passage has three movements. It has the Marys on the way to the tomb, the Marys in the tomb, and then the Marys running away from the tomb. And so the first movement, let's have a look at that, on the way to the tomb. Where do Mary and Mary think Jesus' body is? Well, they think that he is dead in the tomb. Verses 1 and 2, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. If you don't think that Jesus has risen from the grave, it makes sense to look for his body, doesn't it? Like Mr. Jacob Avici. If you think that Jesus died and that's it, it makes sense to look for his body. The other day, I lost my wallet. And I realized while I was out and about, when I went to pay for something, I went, oh, it's not there. And so, you know, when you kind of, you have that first realization, and you're like, oh, I better check again. No, it's still not there. And a third time, okay, no, it's definitely not there. So I looked around the shop that I was in, and no, it wasn't there either. I went out to the car and searched the car upside down, and no, it wasn't there either. But I knew my wallet was somewhere. And so I searched for it, looking for it. You'll be happy to know I found my wallet. Someone had handed it into the post office. I was very thankful. But Mr. Jacob Avici, he's searching, like I searched for my wallet, but for Jesus' body. And he's searching in tombs because he thinks that Jesus' body is on earth somewhere among the dead. But if Jesus' body can be found in a tomb, it tells us, well, this is the end. You know, Mary and Mary, as they went to the tomb this Sunday morning, so many thousands of years ago, thought this was the end. They thought it was the end of Jesus' life. They thought it was the end for their hopes for the kingdom. If Jesus' remarkable life ends in death, well, so will ours. If Jesus' body is still in the tomb, well, it's the end of hope. And the Marys, as they go down to the tomb, they're expecting that Jesus' body will be there. And they have some practical considerations as they go. In verse 3, they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? So tombs were not like our six-foot holes that we dig and put coffins in today. They more often put them in holes and hills and caves, and so they were able to cover it with a rock. But it was a big rock. How were they going to move it? But when they arrived in verse 4, they looked up and they saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Problem solved. But that is the first unexpected thing that they come across that Sunday morning as they're on their way to where they think Jesus' body is. So Mary and Mary, this first movement, they're on the way to the tomb because they believe they know where Jesus' body is. They've come to honour his body. The second movement is at the tomb. And what they see is not what they expected. In verse 5, as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed, it says. They were expecting to see a dead body. Instead, they see an angel. And they're alarmed and they're surprised. Angels in the Bible are God's divine messengers, and whenever angels rock up in the Bible, there is fear from the people who see them. But there's more to this alarming than just the appearance of an angel. I think they're alarmed because they've seen that Jesus' body is not there. We used to live in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales before we moved up here. And there are lots of tourists, and they'd come up from Sydney for the day on their day trip. And it was cold in the mountains, and so they'd buy their puffer jackets. And so you'd get this bus full of tourists in their puffer jackets, and they'd get off at the Three Sisters to look at this amazing view. And it was phenomenal. It's a fantastic view. That picture doesn't really do it justice. But in winter, most of the time, if you rock up, particularly in the morning, you couldn't actually see the Three Sisters from that viewing platform because it was just covered in fog. Fog that you cannot see through, obscuring the view. Well, Mary, they come to see Jesus. They expect to see Jesus, but he's not there. And it's not just because he's covered with fog. And so the angel says, don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. Don't be alarmed, the angel says. Jesus has risen. Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified, he has risen. He's not here. Have a look. See. And I'm sure they did look. They couldn't find Jesus' body because Jesus had come back to life, risen from the dead. And this is the message that has changed history. Jesus come back to life, not just a resuscitation. Someone didn't come and give Jesus CPR after his death. No, Jesus was dead, confirmed dead by the experts of death, the Roman army. And he was buried. Neither was Jesus' resurrection just a spiritual resurrection where Jesus' spirit came back to life but his body still remained in the tomb. No, his body wasn't there. When Jesus rose from the dead, he rose in a bodily resurrection. His body came back to life. Where is Jesus' body? Well, it's not in the grave. It's not in the land of the dead because he has risen. So where is Jesus' body? That's the question, isn't it? And we find an answer in verse 7. The angel says, but go, tell his disciples and Peter he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. The angel gives the ancient day GPS coordinates of where they're going to find Jesus' body, in Galilee. Not in a tomb, but in the land of the living, the land of the breathing. And you know what all this means? Well, it means there's hope, because there's life. Jesus is life. Jesus is risen. It means he's defeated death. Death doesn't have the last word. Death doesn't have the final say. Iris's question during the kids' talk was fantastic. What is more powerful, death or Jesus? Jesus. You know, last month I got to officiate 3 funerals. And at each there was a message of hope, that death is not the end when we trust in Jesus. And what a great message that is. Death is no longer the great finisher. And this is the Christian hope, that when we trust Jesus, that because Jesus has risen from the grave, that we too will rise from the grave. And just like Jesus' resurrection was a bodily resurrection, our resurrection will be a bodily resurrection. And we don't learn that from Mark chapter 16, but we learn that in 1 Corinthians 15, where God tells us that when we rise, we will have new, glorious, heavenly bodies. Now, this kind of does raise the question, well, what about those bodies who in this world are lost in fire or cremated even? But they are not lost to God. They will still have a bodily resurrection. And from what we know of Jesus, there will be some things about the heavenly body that will be the same. People could recognize Jesus. There was some continuity with his earthly identity and his heavenly body. But there's also going to be lots of things that are different. Like Jesus could appear in locked rooms, for instance. You know the age-old question, what's going to be the perfect age in heaven? Well, God doesn't give us that answer. But whatever it is, it's going to be perfect. Our bodies will be perfect. There's not going to be any more aches or pains. It's going to be fantastic. So we come back to the question that we've been asking, where is Jesus' body? Well, we should be looking for Jesus' body among the living, not the dead, because he is risen. So we've seen that first movement, to the tomb to honor Jesus' body, because that's where they think Jesus' body was. They get to the tomb, they find out the body is not there. Instead, they find an angel proclaiming to them that Jesus has risen. And now to the third movement, which is running away from the tomb. Verse 8, trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Trembling, bewildered, afraid. How are they to make sense of this unexpected message from the angel and the fact that the tomb is empty? You see, the empty tomb is not what we expect, is it? We expect a body, and if the body is not there, we expect a logical reason for why the body is not there. Our Western education system trains us to think scientifically and to discount the supernatural. And so if we can't explain something, we think, well, we just don't know enough yet. But if Jesus really has risen from the dead, like the angel says, well, that's something our scientific minds can't explain, because it is God intervening in our world. And if Jesus did rise from the dead, that means something, doesn't it? It's a challenge to us. It challenges what we might think about life and death. Because if death is not the end, what we think about the life to come matters, doesn't it? If Jesus has risen from the dead, we have to think about who Jesus is and his claim to be king of God's kingdom. And maybe if you're here today and you don't believe the resurrection, or you haven't committed to following Jesus, maybe this is one of the reasons you're holding him at arm's length. You're afraid of what Jesus rising from the dead might mean, what it might mean to live with him as your king. Jesus is raised. We need to think about it. If Jesus is not raised from the dead, what he said, what he did, well, that's all just history. But if he is risen, we need to pay attention, because he is still alive. And not only did Jesus defeat death, but it means that everything that Jesus taught about is true. Everything Jesus said about himself is true. He is God's King and he is worthy of our worship. It's also worth noting here that seeing the empty tomb doesn't produce faith in the Marys. It produced fear. It produced trembling. They ran away. You know, we were talking earlier about the people who supposedly discovered Jesus' tomb. I doubt the people who uncovered a Jesus supposed tomb, if they'd found it empty, would have said, "This is evidence of the resurrection." See, Mary and Mary, they run away from the tomb. They're not quite believing it yet. They will believe it. They will see the resurrected Lord Jesus. He will appear to them. They will have faith. But at the moment, they've come across this evidence of the empty tomb. But it hasn't yet produced faith. And I think sometimes we can be like that. We can look at the evidence. We can recognize that, yes, the tomb was empty. That what makes the most sense of what happened 2,000 years ago is that Jesus rose from the dead, but still not place our faith in Jesus. We need to be people who place our faith in Jesus, who hear the message of the angel that Jesus is risen and believe it. And so this leaves us with the question. We've seen the three movements. We've seen the Marys. They've gone to the tomb to look for Jesus' body. They haven't found it there. They were in the tomb. The angel has declared that he has risen, and then they've run away from the tomb. And this leaves us with the question, well, where is Jesus' body now? And that's kind of the question we have to answer, isn't it? If Jesus' body is still in this world, in the realm of the dead, well, that makes a difference because it means that Jesus hasn't risen. There are theories that Jesus' body is still in the realm of the dead. There are theories that say that it was taken by thieves. But actually, historically, that doesn't hold up. The tomb was guarded by Roman guards, and the most valuable items, the grave cloths, were left in the tomb. Some people suggested maybe it was the authorities who took the body, but they could have just produced Jesus' body at any moment to silence those pesky Christians. Maybe like Mr. Jacob Avicii, he just thinks the body was misplaced. That they put Jesus in a tomb and they forgot about him somewhere. But if you think that Jesus' body is still in the land of the dead, well, you're missing out on the life that Jesus offers. The hope that comes after death you won't find. What happened to Jesus' body? Well, we need to listen to the angel, don't we? That Jesus is risen. Will you believe the angel that Jesus is risen? Greg Sheridan, a journalist for The Australian, he wrote yesterday, "The resurrection is not theoretical. It's strange, like many things that are deeply true, but it's a central Christian belief. Christianity rises and falls on the death and resurrection of Jesus." Now, Mary and Mary, at that moment, when they were confronted with the resurrection of Jesus, they didn't understand straight away. They didn't really know where Jesus was. But we know. Jesus is alive. He is among the living. There was nobody in the tomb. He was raised. And we know he was raised as well because, not recorded for us in Mark, but in the other Gospels, Jesus appeared, we're told, to over 500 brothers and sisters. Doubting Thomas touched him. Jesus ate with the disciples. And his disciples will go on and die for Jesus because they know that death is not the end. They know that resurrection awaits. I like Stephen. Stephen is the very first Christian martyr. And he was stoned to death because of his faith. And as he was about to die, we're told in Acts, Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Stephen knew where Jesus was. He knew the living Jesus ascended into heaven where he now rules with God. Now, we here today, we're kind of like the Marys, aren't we? We can't see Jesus. We can't We can't go to Galilee and see him in the flesh, in his resurrected body. And I think that's kind of why the gospel story ends where it does in the Gospel of Mark, with the Marys trembling and afraid, running away. Because we're kind of in the same boat as them. And in the same way, we are called to have faith. We are called to believe the message of the angel that Jesus has risen. And when we do believe that, Jesus will produce life in us, eternal life, hope beyond death. The grave is not the end if we trust Jesus. So where is Jesus' body now? Well, we're told that he's seated at God's right hand in heaven, ruling, waiting one day to return. And everyone will know that Jesus' body is a living body. And if we trust Jesus, one day we will be with Jesus' body in our own heavenly bodies. So let's be people this Easter Sunday who trust in Jesus and look forward to the life to come. Christ has risen.
He's risen indeed.
Christ has risen.